This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So Rivka is trying to ensure that Yaakov gets the brachos from his father, and the pasuk says, Perak Chav Zayin, pasuk Tezvah, Vatikach Rivka's Bigdei Esav Bena HaGadol HaChamudos. Rivka takes the garments of Esav, her eldest son, the desired ones, the desired garments. So the question is, how could Yaakov wear the garments of Esav? Esav Zan Amaretz, and we have a principle in the Gemara, Bigdei Amaretz, Matamais, the garments of unlearned people are matame. Yaakov certainly was zahir behilchas tuma. We know Avraham did not serve bread to his guests because Sarah was persanida. So if Avraham was zahir betuma, why would Yaakov be allowed to wear the garments of Esav? Now, amazingly, on the word chachamudais, there's a comment of Targum, almost an inexplicable comment of Targum. Targum translates Unasevas Rivka Yas Levushe Esav Bera Rabba Dachisa. Dachisa? Dachisa means pure. These garments are the furthest thing from pure. These are the big day Esav. So the Chida quotes in the Chaim HaSanach from the Rabboni Ashkenaz that these big day chamudais, as Rashi says, were the garments that Esav desired from Nimrod. These were the kasnais ar of Adam Arishain. These were the garments that Nimrod stole. And Chazal tell us that these garments were made out of the oiroi shel of Yasan. So actually, they're made out of a fish. And we know the Mishnah says in Kalim, the Mishnah in Kalim teaches us that garments made out of fish are tahar. So therefore the Targum says these garments are dachisa, these are pure garments. And this is how Yaakov Avinu was able to wear these garments. They were fishy garments, something fishy about Esav's garments. And therefore Yaakov was permitted to wear them, and ultimately he got the brachos. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.